5:30 on Monday, April 7th, 2025. Let's call order a regularly scheduled meeting of the Mount Clover Township Board of Trustees. We please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
You have one item that will be an executive session at the end of our meeting to discuss an economic development issue to the township. Is there any other additions for the agenda?
No.
All right. Any additions or corrections to the minutes of our March 17th meeting or our special meeting on March 31st, 2025? If none, I will make a motion to accept those as submitted by fiscal officer.
I have none.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right, and then scrolling down that. Our fiscal officer has submitted bills totaling $1,071,460.72 for the attached list. I'll make a motion to pay those as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang.
We did have a big pay bill in there of $471,000.
Yeah, we had a couple big bills.
Yeah.
Lucas County Sheriff, $211.
Yeah.
And then there was a garbage, I think.
Yeah. All right, Gavin, we had a number of email correspondence. We can follow up to the Mirror article and through some discussion at our last meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, we go a long time with no correspondence, and you mentioned pickleball, and people like to correspond. We received various ones outlined, typically how people enjoy it. They want to be there till 10 o'clock at night, and then we have one resident that lives close to there that likes the sound of the balls because they know people are having fun, and then another resident that doesn't like the sound of the balls because of the noise on them. But we got more emails regarding, you know, we want to make sure that we can play there till 10 o'clock at night.
I responded to everybody that sent the email to me that we did have this discussion in the meeting, that no changes were made, and that the pickleball court is there until 10 o'clock. What I found surprising is that the sheriff was here, like, for the beginning of it. He didn't stay for the whole conversation, did he? But he then adjusted our hours of operation, which...
Yeah. I think there may have been some misunderstanding about that, but I've talked to Lieutenant Leach, and it's all squared away.
I was thrilled they went and supervised, because we asked them to make sure at 10 o'clock they leave the parking.
Right.
So, all is good.
I think so.
And the 3F group in the morning.
I'm working on a permit for them, so they have an actual something on paper that...
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You just don't want to kick them out. They've been doing that. It's a good project.
It for years. Yeah. There's never been a problem.
Right.
Again, the deputies thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But we're good.
Okay,
good. All right. Any other correspondence, Kevin?
Yes.
The report from the...
Yeah. Well, there was also, we received, someone gave a nice note about our road department putting a sign back up fast. They emailed us, and then we got it put back up. And then, yeah, we have the JEDZ reporting, what we get from Mommy telling us the money that we made. Actually the quarter of last year.
It's really only the CC? No, it's all of it?
It's all the CC.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way it comes, this is actually what Toledo sends us, like what Mommy sends them, that they're supposed to send us, you know, because it's all convoluted. They can't write us a check directly for part of it, but it gives you the account. in your fiscal officer's report?
I put out the budget memo. We will be starting the budget for 2026. And I sent out all the numbers to department heads. And I'll start meeting with the department heads, going over budgetary items, and the rest of the stuff is for when we'll have to put the legal notice in the paper. I plan to have a budget hearing on 6-2 of 25 this year.
Do we need to set a public hearing for that date?
We'll do it in the future.
Okay. All right.
And that's all I am.
King could always adjust.
Yeah.
All right. No old business items or other. We have any new business items? All right, with that, we'll get into our administrator's report. Harold, you got some first item with the Lucas County Land Bank?
Yes. Oliver Turner has represented the larger county townships on the land bank since 2020, and he would like to be reappointed, and it makes sense to me. So I have a resolution for you to pass. Appointing Oliver Turner as the large township representative to the Lucas County Land Reutilization Corporation.
Do we have any parcels that were transferred over to the land bank?
I'm not aware of any. And Oliver is pretty good. He sends me the judges and the minutes of all of their meetings, and I'm not aware of anything that they've done in Boca.
I make a motion to approve resolution 0407-202501 designating Oliver Turner from Sylvania Township as the Township Director on the Board of Directors for the Lucas County Land Bank.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have a joint cooperation agreement that we need to approve and sign with the county for our road striping projects here. We've got a joint project, and actually it's between the county, the city of Waterville, Monclova Township, Sylvania Township, and the village of Holland. We're doing all as one project, and so we need to approve and sign that agreement.
I have one question. Has the village of Holland always been in? Or how do they pick and choose who's in this project? Any ideas?
That's the county. I don't believe Holland has ever been on the same project as us before.
Is the county running the project?
The striping, yes.
Okay.
I move to approve resolution 0407-2025-02 adopting the provisions of the joint cooperation agreement between Lucas County, the City of Waterville, Monclova Township, Sylvania Township, and the Village of Holland for the 2025 Long Line Striping Program.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
The Long Line.
That's a real long line. Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Then we also have a joint cooperation agreement for our crack seal program. This is a joint project, just Monclova Township and Lucas County, and we're opening bids on that tomorrow.
I move to approve resolution 0407-202503, adopting the provisions of the joint cooperation agreement between Ova Township and Lucas County for the 2020-25 crack sealing program.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
We're running that project, right, Harold?
Yes, we are. And then next, our street sweeping. We've talked a lot about,
Yeah, the right-of-way.
Right-of-way agreement, yes. We received a contract from West Erie Realty Solutions for the right-of-way that the county needs for the roundabout here at Alvin and Monclova. And I've provided the information. Actually, they're taking 0.063 acres of land and our township sign.
That's a $25,000 sign, isn't it?
We installed, well, the...
No, I'm talking about the one down here, the little reflective one. The address sign,
I just, the number was fair. At $20,000, so that's 60% of 20,000. Am I doing my math correctly?
Yeah.
Is...
$1,200
for the
land.
$1,260.
$1,260.
Oh, he has it up there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
$1,260.
So they're really just giving us money for the sign.
They're giving us $60,640 for the sign, and they're calling it repairs to residual land.
So there's two amounts, one for the land and one for the other
sign.
Part?
Yeah.
For the sign? So there's two amounts here?
Well, it's all combined into one offer of $61,000.
Have you known what new signs cost?
What I did, the electronic sign that's out there was installed in 2015 at a cost of $14,629. I really don't know for sure what it's going to cost to replace that. You know, if you want more information, we can put this off to the next meeting if you'd like.
I'm not suggesting that. And can we take that sign down, or can we hire someone to take that sign down before they throw it away? Might it be used somewhere else?
I asked about that, and he said we would need to have a separate agreement on that. I'm not sure that it would be worthwhile, but we certainly can look into that, yes. And you know, they're not going to be doing this until sometime next year. Yeah.
And I know this is probably on the drawings, but we had talked before about a sidewalk or a path or a stone path or something. Activity-wise, trying to come around to connect next to
$1,000 for a stop.
So that's what I was wondering.
The roundabout has
sidewalks in it.
But I thought we were talking, though, about taking it and trying to connect with the bridge where the other sidewalk was through our property.
Yes, we did talk about that.
We could go in front of the baseball field with $60,000, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do a sign.
Because remember, we were talking about the maintenance putting just a stone path there,
yeah,
originally.
Right.
So if this is all going to be tore up in 26, it might be a good idea to...
And we get a sewer instead of a septic system.
Right.
Lots could happen.
They're installing sewer now. The yard's all about time.
Yeah, what I'm just saying, if they did sidewalks, it wouldn't be that much more if we could get the county... We have to agree to it, I think, is what you're saying, because they're both county roads. So could we talk to the county, though, to see about making sure when they do the sidewalks on the roundabout, maybe trying to get that last piece? Obviously, we're going to have to pay for it because they've told us that before, that to get the sidewalk connected to the bridge.
Yes, absolutely. That would not be a problem.
Okay. Am I connectivity there, Barbara?
Yeah. All good. I have a problem with this number.
No, I'd like
maybe
to look at
some
type of maybe. I think the technology has improved. Hopefully, for that money, we could upgrade the sign for the same money that we're getting.
Right.
10 years old is a lot for technology to advance. And that was 2015 that sign was put in. So I'm sure they made huge improvements. Maybe you could just do Bluetooth, right, Kathleen? And you could just say, sign, please update and put this on it.
So does AI.
I make a motion for resolution 0407-202504, approving a contract sale and purchase of real property parcels 012WDT for Monclova Road at Alvin Roundabout and authorizing the administrator to execute a contract on behalf of the township.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're trying to improve street sweeping. We've been talking about this for a year. Let's talk about all our lengthy discussions.
Next item is community center.
Sorry.
Sewer.
Sorry.
Blunt sewers, yeah.
Randy forgot it.
Bless you.
Bless you.
So, Randy has received some proposals for the sewer tap over at the community center, and they're asking for some consideration from us on helping them out with that. The low estimate from Dick Helminiak and Sons is $9,822.
I don't have a problem. I know it's going in rather quickly. Again, we do own the building. I've been attending the meetings. The new director is doing a great job. Randy has kind of been not put on the hot seat, Randy, but I think he went from vice president to president last meeting, and Randy's put in a ton of work and a ton of personal time into getting bids and getting the building and keeping everything on top of this building over there. So I don't have a problem with it, but if it's open for discussion, if you and Chuck want to mention
it. Just guess a question. What's about the vacating the old septic system?
That's part of the project.
That is, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That is part of the project, except for the permit fees from the health department, which I think is going to be $96, according to the information
right,
I received.
That's
from
insignificant, and
yeah,
I don't
we'll pay
the,
that.
The proposal also does not cover restoring the lawn, but our maintenance department can do that.
We've been talking about this project. It's been on the top of Historical Foundation's priority list since we heard a sewer was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It changes lots of... And I am thinking, and I might need Gavin to refresh my memory, that we purposely limited how much we gave to the Historical Foundation because we were saving up for this project. So last year we
postponed it because the project wasn't there.
Right. Did we give them money last year?
Yeah, we did for the, there's three things on the list and we gave them two.
Side over here.
And it was two other.
Like about $15,000.
It was for the bathrooms. I'm trying to think of what it was. Shades and the blinds, was it, Randy?
Was sidewalk repair for $600, roof repair for $1,500. And then the sewer tap was for a piece of project. I'm sorry.
You want to trust him on that?
Yeah. No. I'd like to add, too, I did apply for grant funds.
Right,
we
see that.
From, I went through several organizations, but only one really was receptive. Greater Toledo Community Foundation, the Anderson's Fund Supporting Organization. So, but they will not make a decision until sometime in June. So I guess we have a couple options. We can apply any grant monies that we get retroactively. I don't know if they'll permit that. I haven't an answer on that. Or we just defer TAP. We have 1 year from the sanitary, the health department, to met TAP, so we defer until we get some assistance. I guess if the trustees.
I would just like to go ahead and proceed with it since it's there and get it on the schedule with, again, if we defer it, this price could go up with everything that's gone on. And Dick.
Wasn't the contractor doing the taps right while they got everything? The ground open?
No, it's not the same contractor, no. There's a approved listing that the sanitary and engineer's office provided, and I do that list and contacted six different contractors for the tap portion. I don't believe that this company is performing the taps for anybody, to my knowledge.
Well, the other two estimates were so astronomical, and
you've
been calling people, and again, just like everybody else, you had two or three that couldn't even give the time to go ahead and do this.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'd like to see is to get on the schedule.
Yep.
If not make it until the end of summer. Okay, I move to approve funding assistance to the Monclova Historical Foundation in the amount of $9,822 sanitary sewer tap for the Monclova Community Center.
Seconded by Lang. Lang on the Herschel.
I just had one question. So,
okay, that's fine.
So the HealthManiac will be contracting with the township or with the Historical Foundation?
The bid was from us, but...
I mean, since we own the real estate, I guess...
Should invoice the township?
We could have them...
And I guess from a bonding standpoint and everything else, just to make sure that they're licensed, bonded, insured.
That comes to what the question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
The Community Foundation, Anderson's Fund, isn't going to know we gave you money for this. So if you're awarded the grant, you should use it for that, and then we have more options, right? So somewhere in that motion, we might need to say if you're awarded the grant. But if we are the company that gets the, because it makes most sense, that we be the company, that grant won't be eligible at all. So,
I'm in favor of moving forward. I'll just let Brandy and Harold work out who the billing.
Gavin, do you have a suggestion?
I mean, just have them be billed and then have them bill to us for reimbursement.
The grant comes through, use the grant, and we'll figure this out.
Right.
Okay.
So,
did we need to change the?
No.
I don't think we need to change it, so we are voting.
Thank you.
Yes.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickers?
Yes.
Then I have one other item for the community center. In 2014, Bureau Group did a detailed assessment of the building so we could prioritize projects. So that's 11 years ago, and there's a desire to have that assessment updated. And Bureau has provided a proposal of $5,200 for that.
That is a resource that the community center uses and we use all the time.
Yes.
It's a valuable resource. Bureau Group knows the building really well. Last year we gave the community center approximately $2,000 according to your records. Gavin might dispute me at some point, but and that's Randy, that's what I remember too. We said, wait, we'll just do this tap.
Right.
So I don't have a problem updating. I like having that building in great condition.
Yes, that assessment that they did 11 years ago has been very, very helpful.
I just assume they're going to say, wow, this building looks great. We don't really need to assess it, but there must be some issue.
Right. With the sewer going in, I don't know if it's going to affect anything because the basement issue, you know, the basement or things like this, but I've always been kind of undertold that if you get the sewer line in and get away from the wastewater tank, something might be more able to be utilized over there. So now that the sewer is going in, it's actually happening.
Although, excuse me, we met with the fire department several months ago, and we were informed that in order to develop the basement, we would have to install fire suppression system through the outpost building, which is maybe $500,000, something like that.
Maybe. Can at least do the gym roof or do something or figure out what to do with the back part of that building.
Okay.
So they know the building, you're right, Barbara, and they can come in and say what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. I move to providing assistance to the Monclova Historical Foundation in the amount of $5,200. Update viewer groups 2014 assessment, Monclova Community Center.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Now street sweeping.
Street sweeping.
Yeah.
Yes, now street sweeping.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about street
sweeping.
And you
don't have to sit here.
We've had issues the last couple of years with our street sweeping. Doug has been doing a lot of research on different options. I think we've come up with a good here.
Let's see if it makes a difference.
That's my thought. Let's try it this year, see what happens.
Absolutely. That we provide some service to get better service is a win-win.
Right.
So I just had a question reading this here. So I thought we got about 60 miles of roads, but there's 80 miles of
curb miles, because they have to sweep both sides of the street.
Right, but we have 60 miles of township roads.
So you must have some, like Reed.
So like Strayer and some other ones that aren't curb.
Right. This is just curb streets.
Okay.
So you only sweep, I didn't realize this.
Yeah, unfunded mandate.
Okay,
EPA.
So you only have to do streets that have curbs on them. Okay, so yeah, Graham Road, that quote I live in, it's not curbed, so I don't get a sweep.
Yeah, because there's no storm sewers there. Got a swale.
You have a ditch.
Where it runs into.
Okay, I didn't realize that, so it's curbed. Got it, I learned something new.
I just went by the storm sewer, I never remember their names, at Plumbrook and Burnwick when I was walking. I know I bring up this neighborhood a lot, but you know, when you're in a neighborhood, it was covered, the storm sewer is covered with pieces of wasp nest and debris, and it kind of sinks down, so if it would rain really hard, you know, the whole road would flood because it's covered. Right, and should the homeowner go out there and pick that up? Sure they should, but that homeowner doesn't.
So the trustee taking a walk?
Should, but I bring my shovel with me and my garbage bag. I'll go back down and do it, Gavin.
So I tell you, we take the gate and we go up and down Ram Road, we pick up all the trash,
yeah.
And I mow a half a mile, quarter mile down each side of Ram Road because I want my property looking nice.
Might have been the blue bags. Bags with two pieces of advertising in it that
blow all over.
Blow all over.
Those are easy to pick up. This wasn't something I could just pick up. But anyway, the street sweeping is necessary.
Yes.
Because the road will flood.
Plus, it's law, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so that.
It's just been so bad that there's no point in it.
Like
so please, I can't really see the motion. Somebody
I
else
move to approve the March 24th, 2025, 2-year proposal for street sweeping provided by Perfect Sweep Inc. based on average curb mile rate $37.05 and an hourly rate of $145. And I further move to approve $13,500 annually for street sweeping for 2025 and 2026.
Second.
Second by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
One quick question. So EPA, is it two, three? How many is actually required?
Three
is required? Okay, thank you. You said that,
sure. We're required to do three. We always ensure we have enough money to do four.
That's what I was wondering.
Just
I thought I heard four before somewhere. Yeah,
and we've never done a fourth time aware of.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
So the next item, liquor agency application for Bars Public House. Basically, they're changing the name of the LLC membership interest. And we have an opportunity to dispute this if we wish. I don't see a reason to do that. So I'd like to waive the township's right hearing on this matter.
I move to waive any other discussion.
I was just going to say, you know, maybe I'm in favor of moving forward, but maybe check with Lieutenant Leach if they've had any.
I have.
Okay, no issues.
No issues.
Brawls or whatever, yeah.
Yep.
Falling out the door.
Yeah.
Move to waive the township's right to a hearing before the Ohio Division of Liquor Control regarding the change of LLC membership interest for Bars Public House, 3355 Briarfield Boulevard, Maumee.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion. Motion.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yeah.
Yes.
And next item, Miller Diversified would like to install rock landscape walls on the north side of 28 at Briarfield Boulevard. And it would be replicating the walls that Dana has on the south side.
It was a brilliant idea by Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is one side going to say, like, Briarfield Park, and one side's going to say Monclova Township?
Welcome to Monclova, yes. That's the idea. It would look exactly like
the
Dana
other side.
Has
the big cut rock. Yeah.
Exact same thing, yes. So they're putting in two 180-foot walls.
Do they listen to us, or just happenstance that they decided to call? Like, how did this percolate up?
I got an email from Jennifer.
They wanted some money.
Right, and they thought, hey, we better try this. But this, we just said, can we put a sign?
We have talked to Miller about branding, and we talked about the northwest corner there, and I think this was their idea of what could be done instead of having just a big...
And partnering means half the bill?
Well, that's up to you.
Well, and this is going back to our JED discussions. We had talked about when we were looking at branding on the overpass of there was some cost allocation between us and the city of Maumee that we were amenable to, but then the cost got paid out.
Yes, that's what happened.
So I think this, I think it's we worry about anything falling off the overpass in cars. If there's is lighting or no lighting on this, Harold?
I'm not sure. I don't think Dana or does Dana
and there's
have lights.
No, that would fall within our sign restrictions. There's no sign variances there, Eric?
There's no sign variances.
I mean, but I remember those discussions with Mommy and the JED that we were amenable to, and I don't know what that number was.
It was $50,000.
I don't remember what that was.
And then it went to $115,000. That's memory of it, Chuck?
Right.
We agreed, this board agreed to figure $60,000.
And this board wasn't here, it was before my time.
Right. And then it went up to 115 a person, and we're like, yeah, no.
I don't mind the idea, but I'd like to know what kind of a dollar figure they're asking.
They're just asking if we would be receptive to partnering with them, and to my way of thinking, we would be willing to go halves, whatever's in your mind.
So it says $107,115. Does that mean they want us to cover 105?
There's two requests here.
Oh, I know.
There's two requests.
Okay. Right.
I don't understand the second request, what they're asking. They want us to put up a fence for them?
To the upgrade, right.
Well,
the fence.
When you look at the... You know where the Dana is on the, which would be on the south side. The black decorative fence that they have that goes around.
Right,
along
it becomes very uniform. It looks great.
They're looking to do the exact same on the other side.
So the project is $210,000.
I broke down into two separate projects, so you could decide if you want to support both.
Well, I guess my question is, with the shopping center that was the zone change was approved for, I mean, and I don't have the drawing here, but did that only have an entrance on Briarfield, or did it have an entrance on 20A as well?
I think it's only going to be on Briarfield.
Yeah, 20A wouldn't allow them.
So are they the
I mean,
boss?
I'm thinking just the rock,
right.
Like at a 45, like a corner. And then they're looking to run fencing down
which,
the rest of 20A.
Are they talking about the northwest property and they own?
Yeah, the northwest corner 20A.
Northwest corner 20A.
Yeah, pull up a picture of Dana. That's what you need to pull.
Where did they want the fence at? I guess I'm confused which parcel they want the fence on.
It's one of those things where you
on.
Say we're interested and let's figure it out. Like you don't have
that's
to say a dollar
say.
Amount
no.
today. I don't.
But no, we're interested definitely.
Well,
we do a.
Right. But I don't know where they're planning to run the wrought iron fence.
Down here, here.
But Dana's clear over.
Yeah, Dana has,
is over here with the fence.
They got the wrought iron fence.
Yeah, yeah. So they got the wrought iron fence on the southeast property, and they're talking about the northwest for a wrought iron fence.
And the stone here.
All right.
Here's 20A. Here's the expressway. Dana currently has black decorative fencing, right-of-way fencing that goes like that.
To the expressway, yes.
To the and Miller wants to do the same thing.
Oh, so they want to do it on the northeast corner, the fencing.
Northwest.
No.
It would be the northwest west of 28 and 475.
Right. So it's not on that parcel where the shopping center is, right? Right, it would parcel.
It'd be where they're talking about the gas station.
The gas, okay. That's right. What I was wondering right. With the gas yeah. Station.
But they don't own that corner.
Hmm?
They don't own that corner.
Do they own the corner area where the gas station maybe
no,
be
Tolson
proposed?
Owns that.
Tolson owns that.
This would be ODOT's right-of-way fence.
Okay.
And basically what it would be, ODOT would just put a black chain link fence there. This is what it would cost to upgrade the black chain link fence to a picket type fence like Dana has.
I'm just saying.
It makes both sides look the same. And it's ODOT's fence. It's not Miller's fence.
Okay.
But ODOT said, yes, if you want.
Of course, they would say that.
If you want the decorative fence, pay for the upgrade. That's what we'll put in. So,
my opinion is, we could tell them, yeah, we're interested for a price, and B, I'd like to drive past and scope out exactly where they're taking the rock would be.
So I don't know. I don't know. Project started. Today's been a day of conversations of the past, but. It's been a while. Chuck was on the Judd's board, and I've been on the Judd's board alone or with Gavin for a while now. We did say $50,000 for a branding project, and $115,000 or $125,000 was too much. So the way you have it separated could be doable. The way the entire project, I'm not sure that. I know costs have gone up in the last 5 years, but I'm not sure that. We want to spend that much money, and some dollars on the words Montclair Township.
Because I know originally we were just looking at asking if we could have space to put a sign on that corner saying "Welcome to Monclova."
You're right. That's what we were asking
for.
Yeah,
a sign for "Welcome to Monclova," and Miller said we'd have, could we utilize a corner of his space, say "Welcome to Monclova." Now we've got a brick wall. Now we've got wrought iron.
It's beautiful. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think. Get some more information and maybe some drawing of here would help us. Just,
like,
I think we're interested in continuing the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. We actually what part means. That's the conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to pull the township on the brick wall.
Yeah.
And maybe a little welcome to
our logo.
Script writing.
My mom. Download the app.
And again, I believe the plan was it would use the same lettering font, if you will, that Dana did, so it would all tie together. But yeah, not a problem.
Interested.
All right.
And this item really doesn't require any action. That's just all the liquor permits in the township need to be updated, but we can object to any of them we would like. And I did talk to Lieutenant Leach, and he said not aware of any violations or issues with any of our liquor licenses in the township.
I do have one question. How many licenses are in the township?
I gave you a list.
11,
oh,
12.
Oh, at the end, yes.
I gave you a chart.
Let's see where it is.
Looks like this. There are quite a few.
Wow.
These are all the businesses and all the different permit classifications that they have.
So even like Bob Evans, if they serve any...
Yep.
You ever thought of Bob Evans having a liquor license?
They do.
Well, now I can go.
To Bob Evans.
Have a glass of wine with your burgers.
And the last item I have wasn't on the memo that I sent everybody, but I have served as the town's representative on the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments Administrators Technical Advisory Committee since the very beginning. 2020, I believe. And I have to be reappointed every year.
I move to approve that reappointment. Kathleen, can we add that to the list of what to do every January?
And I thought we meant to do that, and I even went and looked at our organizational meeting.
I don't need to say anything any further than what I said. I made a motion.
Second. Okay.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Trustee Herschel, I need you to
sign that one.
That's all I really have.
Carol, I forgot to mention this in correspondence, but I received an email over the weekend from a resident of Blystone Valley about they sent two or three streetlights out, and they've sent the notices online to them, and they've been on out for over a month.
I've had a couple of people call me about that, and I have encouraged people to contact Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, because PUCO does have a form that you can fill out to file a complaint against your utility
right.
company.
So I responded to that email and copied Victor on the email, so the resident had Victor's
yes.
email address, copied Harold as well, and told her that their shortage is very real. I've spoken to Victor several times, and they don't have enough of these, and things are going well. So Buco might be a great option for...
It may get somebody's attention.
It may, it may not. They might not have anybody to fix these.
Right, right.
Okay. So I didn't know, because it came to my home meeting and not my township email.
Oh, I got it on the township email.
Yeah.
I got right, but I don't know how you got yours.
All right, that concludes our agenda. Are there any questions or comments from our audience members regarding any of the items tonight?
I don't know if the audience wants to know that Monclova held a madness for the first time ever, and everyone that participated got a gift card to Freeze Daddy's.
Loser, I put it here. Loser.
It is down to me and Doug, so tonight's game is very important.
Offered loss, I'm a loser.
Can I participate retroactively?
But it was simple. You just compress autofill. Yeah. Trudy's never done it before. She pulled it off. We just appreciate the participation. Thanks to everybody that did it. It was tons of fun, especially tonight.
All right. Then I make a motion to adjourn from general session, move to executive session to discuss potential economic development.
Second.
Second by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Kick it out, Kathleen.
All right, we're good.
You did do it?
I did.
All right, I'll make a motion to return from executive session to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Blank?
Yes.
And at this time, we have no action items, so I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang,
yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.